On Alaska's basketball teams are headed to Dillingham for their final games of the regular season. The Raven Invitational marks the first time this year that the Raiders will face off against a 2A team in their region, and girls coach Casey Clausius is looking forward to the matchup.
Dillingham's always a good match every time we play them. Doesn't matter what team is good, what team is bad. It's just been a good overall kind of competitive games that we played throughout the years. We don't know what to expect. They have a new coach, and they have a lot of the same players coming back, so it's going to be a hard-fought game.
The Raider girls are on a four-game winning streak heading into their first match tomorrow night against New Stuyahok. Clausius says he's hoping his team will ride that confidence and win the tournament.
We haven't won a tournament besides regions in their career for basketball, so let's go out and try to see what we can do and just play hard and go out and hopefully work together, and you never know what could happen.
Both teams have challenging schedules with two games on Friday, but boys coach Riley Spetz says he's not concerned about the doubleheader.
We got some kids who like to go out there and battle a little bit, so there's nothing they would rather be doing than either sitting in the classroom or playing an extra basketball game. So I see it as a big issue. So I know these boys have all played two games at one point or another.
Spetz is looking forward to their games against Dillingham in particular. If they can beat the Wolverines, he says it would be a statement victory.
Offensively, we've kind of slowed our pace down, and you know, we want to make sure that we're still utilizing, you know, our speed and our ability to control the tempo. And we just got to make sure that we understand when we're ruling the tempo and when we're not.
Raider fans can check out KUCB's Facebook page for a schedule of the games that will be broadcasting live. Coverage starts tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 with the girls taking on New Stuyahok, followed by the boys' matchup against Dillingham at 6:00.